All right, so get this. Today, we are diving into the world of French bulldogs.
Oh, yeah. Those pups, those with the bat
The
ears,
faces.
those faces.
That could launch a thousand memes.
1,000 memes. I love it.
They're everywhere these days.
They are.
But their story, I think it goes way beyond Instagram filters, don't you think?
Absolutely. Their image has really gone through a transformation.
For sure.
And we dug up some fascinating sources for this deep dive
Oh, good.
that trace their journey from, believe it or not, some pretty gritty origins.
Seriously. Gritty. I always picture them like perched on velvet cushions. Not exactly roughing it. You know what I mean?
Well, picture this. It's the 1800s, and English lace workers are migrating to France, for work.
Okay.
And you know what they brought with them?
What? They're toy bulldogs.
Toy bulldogs. Okay, were those like the Victorian version of a teacup dog?
You got it. Imagine like a more compact version of the English bulldog,
Okay.
perfectly sized for, well, city living. Even back then, people wanted portable pups.
That makes sense. So how did these toy bulldogs become the French bulldog?
Well, they didn't make the journey alone. Once in France, these smaller bulldogs were bred with French terriers.
Okay.
And voila, the French bulldog lineage began.
A blend of English grit and French flair.
I love it.
I'm already intrigued. So how did they go from like the new kids on the block to like Parisian icons?
Well, their rise to fame is full of these fascinating contrasts.
Okay.
In the, bustling markets of Paris, they found a home alongside butchers.
Wait, really?
Butchers.
I would have never, ever pictured that.
Right. It seems like these tough little pups were like the unofficial mascots of the meat markets.
Oh, wow.
But here's the twist.
Okay.
While they were winning over the butcher shops, they were also charming their way into the hearts of Parisian artists and writers.
Wow, talk about range. From gritty market life to like bohemian cafes, they seem to fit in everywhere. What was it about them that appealed to such different crowds?
That's the question.
I know.
Maybe it was their adaptability,
Right.
their playful spirit, or those soulful eyes.
That's going to be the eyes.
Whatever it was, the French bulldog was on its way to becoming a Parisian staple.
It sounds like they were already capturing hearts long before Instagram came along. But their story doesn't end in Paris, does it? I have a feeling those transatlantic voyages come into play somewhere along the line.
You're right. Their journey across the Atlantic is a big one, a big part of their story for sure. By the late 1800s,
Okay.
wealthy Americans traveling to France, they were bringing these charming pups back home with them.
From the streets of Paris
I know.
to the lap of luxury.
Totally.
That's amazing how quickly they climbed the social ladder.
Right. In just a few decades, they went from, the companions of butchers to the darlings of American high society.
Yeah. Was it just like a fleeting trend or like how did
No,
they?
it's a big deal.
Okay.
They were making waves
Okay.
in 1897. French bulldogs made their grand debut at the Westminster Dog Show.
Westminster. Wow. That's
Do
like
you
the
imagine?
Super Bowl of dog shows.
I
Talk
know.
about a stamp of approval.
Exactly. And it didn't stop there. The American Kennel Club
Oh, wow.
officially recognized the breed the very next year.
Wow.
They were stars.
It's incredible how quickly they went from like relative unknowns to canine celebrities. But history has a way of throwing us curveballs, doesn't it?
It really does.
Yeah.
The early 20th century, with
Yeah.
the world wars and everything, kind of cast a shadow on a lot of things.
Yeah.
And these pups were no exception.
Oh, no.
Their numbers sadly declined during that time.
That's a good point. It's like even something as like lighthearted as a dog breed's
I
popularity
know.
can be affected by world events.
For sure.
It must have been a difficult time for breeders and enthusiasts. So they faced some tough times those first few decades. How did they bounce back from there? Was it a slow, like, you know?
It was interesting. It was more of a late 20th century resurgence.
Okay.
And honestly, you can thank the rise of city living for that.
Really?
As more and more people moved into apartments, those smaller, low-maintenance broods like the French bulldog, they became hot commodities.
Makes sense. Just like their toy bulldog ancestors.
Exactly.
They were like practically made for smaller spaces.
Exactly.
And they don't need like miles of running every day, do they?
No, they're definitely content with a brisk walk
Right.
and a whole lot of cuddling on the couch.
Yeah. But it's what really launched them into superstardom.
Social media.
I was going to say.
Of course.
Those faces. Those bad ears.
Made for memes.
Honestly, made for memes.
It's true, though. They're playful personalities and, like, you know.
Yeah.
They just shine through, don't they?
They do.
In photos and videos. Yeah. They're so full of character.
They are.
And the internet just fell head over paws.
Of course. Who wouldn't?
So.
But we can't talk about their looks without talking about, you know.
Yeah.
The elephant in the room, or I guess the brachycephalic pope in the room.
Right.
Our research touched on some, you know, health concerns.
Yeah.
That come with those flat faces.
Of course. It's a very important point. Yeah. You know, as adorable as they are, they can lead to breathing problems and other issues. So
it's hard because it's like the popularity is almost hurting them in a way.
Yeah.
And it makes you think about, you know, our responsibility as pet owners.
Of course.
And the importance of ethical breeding practices.
Absolutely. And the good news is.
Okay, good.
That there are responsible breeders out there who are working really hard to address these concerns.
Yeah.
And they're focused on breeding healthier French bulldogs
while,
you know, keeping those unique traits.
Right. They make them French bulldogs.
Exactly.
So it sounds like the future of French bulldogs really hinges on, you know, finding that balance.
Absolutely.
Celebrating their charm.
Yes.
But, like, really prioritizing their health and well-being.
100%.
Above all else.
Could not agree more.
Well, to our listeners, as we kind of wrap up this deep dive into the world of French bulldogs, we leave you with this thought. What is it about these dogs with their, you know, roller coaster history from Parisian markets to global icons that continues to capture our hearts?
I love that.
Are they a trend, a status symbol, or a testament to the enduring bond between humans and animals?
So good.
We'll leave you to ponder that.
Love it.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.